Nikki Haley's finding herself in hot water after speaking at an event in New Hampshire this week. While she acknowledged Iowa's leadoff position, she also suggested New Hampshire voters can help reset depending on her performance in Iowa. And her home state of South Carolina seals the deal. So take a listen.
I trust every single one of you. You know how to do this. You know Iowa starts it. You know that you correct it. You know that you continue to go...
Governor Reynolds, who has endorsed Ron DeSantis, seemingly responding to Haley's statement, saying, quote, I trust Iowans to make their own decisions. No corrections needed.
The fledgling presidential hopeful Nikki Haley just ended her career. She thought she was struggling to gain traction in the polls before today. She's about to find out just how unpopular she really is. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. Once again, a happy new year to each and every one of you. 2024 promises to be absolutely epic, and I will be your Patriot Professor, here to help you to think better so you can feel better through these crazy and turbulent times. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, as many of you know, the Grinches at Google have completely demonetized this channel. So make sure to click on that link below and support our awesome sponsor, and that's the amazing Old Country Soap. Made on a farm in South Dakota using traditional techniques, they use only locally sourced special ingredients without the harsh chemicals that can dry out your hair and your skin. Every bar includes pure and unfiltered bentonite clay that works wonders, helping to soothe and relieve dry and sensitive skin. It's known for its healing properties that help with psoriasis and eczema. It also pulls dirt and oil from pores, helping to clear up acne. I mean, it's amazing stuff. It works great for your hair. You could use it to shave. It's safe for your pets. And, of course, to top it all off, it's made right here in the USA. Use promo code TURLEY for an exclusive 20% discount off your order, and every order will include an extra gift. Just pay the shipping. It's more than worth it. So go ahead, reward yourself with this amazing Patriot product. You will not be disappointed. Click on that link below right now. All right, so Nikki Haley is officially done. You can stick a fork in her. Her latest comments regarding New Hampshire voters correcting Iowa voters was but the latest gaffe that confirmed just how stupid and dim-witted this woman really is. Trump's, of course, absolutely crushing it in Iowa. With just 10 days to go before the caucus, Trump is leading with 52% of the vote. DeSantis and Haley are coming in at 18% and 17% respectively. Combined, they don't even come anywhere near Trump's support. He's absolutely dominating Iowa, and he's, of course, dominating New Hampshire, and he's dominating Nikki Haley's South Carolina as well. That's what makes her comments so utterly stupid. I mean, even freaking Chris Wallace is recognizing that the DeSantis and Haley campaigns are just competing to become the first loser to Trump. They're not coming anywhere near this nomination. But as it turns out, even if Haley didn't make such a stupid gaffe in New Hampshire, she, in many ways, already ended her career. I mean, in fact, and I think you guys know this, her presidential career never even really began. She's been nothing more than a pro-establishment hack from the very beginning, aimed at desperately trying to blunt the MAGA takeover of the Republican Party. And as such, in the end, she just continues to expose herself as a shill for our woke globalist elite. Here's Haley talking about illegal, and again, I want to underscore that illegal immigration.
But let's keep in mind, these people that are wanting to come here, they want to come for a better life too. They have kids too. They have a heart too. So we don't need to be disrespectful. We don't need to talk about them as criminals. They're not. They're families that want a better life, and they're desperate to get here.
Now I ask you, what's the precise difference between what she just said there and the cockamamie drivel that routinely comes out of the mouth of the illiterate White House spokesperson, Karine Jean-Pierre? What precisely is the difference? If I just read that quote to you, and I told you that Nancy Pelosi just said that, would you even remotely doubt that? You see, Nikki Haley isn't just Dick Cheney in three-inch heels. I mean, she's a full-blown establishment-backed neoliberal. That's exactly Tucker Carlson's assessment. Take a look.
If you're a Democratic mega donor, this is a very tough moment for you. Your candidate is going to lose. All the polls show that. Joe Biden will not be elected president if current trends continue. So you need to make a change. But there's a problem. And that problem is Joe Biden's running mate. She's half Jamaican. Therefore, she's holy. You can't criticize her, much less demote her. That's not allowed. You are stuck with Kamala Harris, and she is even more unpopular than Joe Biden. So what do you do? Well, if you're smart, maybe you subvert the other party. Maybe you back a Republican candidate who's actually a Democrat, whose priorities are identical to yours. And of course, they found one. Her name is Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley is a liberal. She is all in on the four tenets of neoliberalism, which are white guilt, a finance-based economy, mass immigration, and endless neocon wars. Strip away all the outward characteristics, and Nikki Haley is identical in her priorities to Joe Biden and the people who back Joe Biden.
Bullseye. That was a perfect description of this Trojan horse candidate. Strip away all of the Republican accolades, and in the end, you have a candidate that is virtually identical to any liberal Democrat running for office today. Let's not forget which side Nikki Haley was on with the whole George Floyd incident and the BLM riots that ensued. She tweeted out that not only was George Floyd's death personal and painful for many, but in order for us as a nation to, quote, heal, it had to be, or in her words, quote, it needs to be personal and painful for everyone. Now, again, if I told you that Chuck Schumer tweeted that out, would you believe it? Of course. There was literally not a shred of difference between the warmongering liberalism of Nikki Haley and that of Hillary Clinton. So the obvious question then is, what on earth is she doing here? Why is she being pushed by so many donors to try to unseat Donald Trump as the presumed nominee of the GOP? Well, frankly, the answer is simple, if not sinister. The GOP establishment hates you. The GOP establishment loathes you. They disdain you. They honestly think you are the problem. You're the problem with our nation. You're the problem with our politics. You're the problem with our elections and the confidence in our elections. You're the problem with us all just getting along. You are what needs to be stopped. You see, our GOP establishment are better the donor class that strokes the checks that keep our establishment politicians in line. That donor class has made its money, it's accumulated an unprecedented amount of power and affluence through a world political and economic system that we simply call globalism. And globalism is, of course, globalist in that it despises borders and boundaries. It loves cheap labor to keep the profit margins high. It loves to ship manufacturing jobs overseas to countries that work for a dollar an hour. It loves endless wars because the military-industrial complex is a multi-billion dollar industry. And most especially, it loves destroying our traditions, our heritage, our customs, because those things help build a moral character resistant to rampant and unfettered consumerism, which of course is an impediment to those profits. This is Nikki Haley in a nutshell, as Tucker pointed out. She's all for wokeness. She's all for endless wars. She's all for open borders. She's all for corporate finance-based economy. And the donor class is all in on her because the globalist donor class writes checks precisely in order to maintain what we so affectionately refer to as the Uniparty, where both Democrats and Republicans actually unite in passing legislation that benefits the rich and powerful, all the while frustrating legislation that the people want but the rich and powerful oppose. It's also known as a duopoly. The donor class funds a singular globalist party made up of two factions, two supposedly different political parties for which there is very little actual difference. The reason why they despise you is because you, through President Trump, you are disrupting this uniparty. You have the gall to say, enough. We don't want to play by these rules anymore. We want our country back. We want our borders back. We want our economy back. We want our culture back. Enough. You, the donor class, the establishment, you have overstayed. You're welcome. We are taking our country back. That, gang, is the single most horrifying thing the donor class could possibly imagine any of us collectively saying. And their response, their pathetic response, that massive populist uprising, is Nikki Haley. So with that, you in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, you all know what to do. It's time to take our country back. But first, gang, as many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which is putting our daily communication with one another at risk like never before. Now, we are actively working on getting this resolved, but as things stand, this channel has, without any warning, been totally and completely demonetized. And as Elon Musk said so powerfully last week, the whole point of these demonetization efforts is to deliberately try to make us patriots feel like we're all alone. They want to sever our relationship with each other and force on us a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But to their horror, it's not working. Over this past week, you have carried this channel like never before. We've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club. We have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Over the last 7 days, we've seen literally thousands of you come to our rescue. And you've done it in two ways. You signed up for our free newsletter and you've officially joined our Insiders Club. Those two acts alone are enough for us to collectively stand together and never, ever have our relationship severed. So I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same today just by clicking on that link below and signing up for our newsletter and joining our Insiders Club. You are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can do to get between us and make us feel like we're in a digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And once you do that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, from the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. You are my heroes. And it will be my mission to express my appreciation for every single one of you each and every week.